John, which is an old, old tune. Neil plays an even older version of that. I like to request John Henry, which is probably the best known, most widespread of the Southern ballads about the black hero John Henry. And all the musicians who perform on the stage have their own version of John Henry. Let's hear Neil Patman's.
John Henry was a little dog boy, sat on his mama's knee. Said he picked up a hammer and a little piece of steel. I'm gonna drive them steels on down. I'm gonna drive them steel on down. She said, I sure don't need no man. Said, I sure don't need no man. Mama gonna buy my slipper. Sister gonna cut my hair. Say my wife gonna kiss my rose. And she said I sure don't need no man. Said I sure don't need no man. John Henry said, just a cool drink of water before I die. Just a cool drink of water before I die.
Thank you, Neil Patman of Athens, Georgia. I'm going to call Jimmy Lee Harris back to play a couple numbers for you. And all the musicians will be moving over to the Dog Trot House at 3 o'clock for the housewarming party, so you'll hear them again. So we got Jimmy Lee Harris and coming up some fiddle and banjo music, so stay around the music tent. Here.
I'm gonna give y'all just about all night long. All night long, all night long, all night long, all night long. We're gonna pitch a Wayne Dane Doolittle all night long. We're gonna picture of Wayne Dane Dula all night long. You're a woman no more, no more, no more. I said I booked it last night, night before. Going back tonight, I'm going to do it some more. If it all night long, if it all night long, all night long, we're going to yank a yank a doodle all night long. Yank a yank a doodle all night long. Doo-doo. I said, Mama, Mama, look at sis, standing in the kitchen trying to do that quiz. If it all night long now, all night long, all night long, all night long, we're gonna ramble all night long, we're gonna ramble, 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 all night long. Put your hand on your hip. Put your hand on your hip. Shake it to the east. Shake it to the west. Shake it to the one you love the best. You love the best now. All night long. All night long.
Well, I'll give y'all this one about, I believe I'll go back home a little bit. Well, I get up in the morning, I believe I'll go back home. I believe thank you. I believe I go back home. Well, I feel like my baby don't want me no more. You don't want me no more.
Jimmy Lee Harris and Neil Patman. And they'll be back later today at the party at the Dog Trot House. Let's give them a big hand. We've got some string band music for you from North Georgia. A string band was the kind of outfit that got together to play for square dances, for barn raisings, parties like what you're going to attend this afternoon if you stick around, and we're all hoping that the wind dies down and the sun stays out. The classic string band had three instruments, the fiddle, the five-string banjo, and the guitar. Now, of course, there were a lot of other combinations. Sometimes there'd be more fiddles, sometimes there'd be a mandolin, whatever instruments were available. Now, this is not bluegrass. This is what came before bluegrass and what led into bluegrass. The fiddle was brought from the British Isles by the early settlers, and fiddlers like Gordon Tanner that you're going to hear still play some of those tunes that came across with the fiddle. The five-string banjo, well, the ancestors of that instrument were brought over from West Africa by the slaves, and the banjo was developed as a kind of entertainment instrument and a dance instrument in the 19th century. And a lot of real interesting styles and songs were developed by Afro-American people and passed on to the white people who lived in the Piedmont and in the mountain regions of the South, and they added their own licks to it. The guitar came in somewhat later, about the turn of the century, from the Southwest and from the mail order catalogs. And so by the time the 20s rolled around, you had the string band like the one you're going to hear today. One of those string bands was Gid Tanner and his Skillet Lickers. The name might be familiar to some of you. They cut some of the classic early records in the first days of country music recording. We have Gid Tanner's son here with us today on the fiddle, Gordon Tanner, who was brought up to music by his father. He played the fiddle on the last historic session, recording session of the Skillet Lickers in 1934, and that was when he was the age of 17. He's kept his fiddle music going since that day, and he plays pretty much the whole Skillet Lickers repertoire. Too bad we can't just sit here and listen to it all, but it would take hours. On guitar, his son, Phil Tanner. And on five-string banjo from Tryon, Georgia, 85 years old, W. Guy Bruce. Let's make them welcome.
Phil and I would like to join Mr. Bruce with Sally Gooden. piece of pie, had a piece of pudding, give it all away. Hutt's had a good one. I looked up the road and seen her coming. Thought to my soul I'd kill myself running. Mr. Bruce, a big welcome.
Mr. Conner, too. Thank you all. Let's see. We're going to try to set up these microphones.
I better sit down.
Okay, we're going to. You want to try to set? Okay. We're going to try to set these up on the ground so you can sit forward on the stage so it won't make a record.
Well, I got to pat my foot if I pick.
That's okay.
Well, you want me round over there?
No, we'll set it up in front of the stage as soon as I get that microphone set. I'll use this one, don't I? And then you can be set the other way.
Gordon and Phil will be back in a few minutes to play some more of the old Skillet Liquor numbers, but I'd like to turn the show over to Mr. Bruce as soon as we get this microphone set up. As I said, he's 85 years old. He lives in a holler that has no name in outside of a little town called Tryon. It's in the northwest corner of Georgia. And he's been playing the banjo for, well, since he's 12 years old, so he can do some arithmetic. And he's going to be 86 his next birthday in February. He's been picking this old-time mountain-style banjo for a long time and singing. All these musicians are part-time musicians. Now, he's worked hard at farming and a trade of watch repairing through his life. He's got 100 songs and stories, and I wish we had time to listen to them all, but we'll try to get him to do some of his best numbers for you this morning.
Get sort of warmed up. I can't get my fingers warmed up. It's cold. I can't get none of these good-looking women to hug my neck. I warm them up. Barbara Strickland, she wanted me to play one for her. I don't know where she's in the crowd and all, but then I'm gonna play Cabbage. That's one I like to start over on. If she's in the crowd, I'm playing it. Oh, of course, I'm playing it for all of you, but especially for Barbara. She requested me to play for her and play this, and so I want to play it. I don't know where she's down. I guess she's at work, but she wanted me to play it anyhow.
Thank you.
too far around toward Jones's. Pull it back that way, toward Smith's. There's no settlement in the town or city in the country in the world that don't have lots of Jones and Smiths. Yeah, that's all right. Suits me if it does you. It don't make any difference to me.
You want to
play short and bread?
Okay. I'm
going to play an old tune that I used to pick now when I first went to picking the banjo, learned how to pick. It's kind of a, might be interesting to you all to know how I started in. I heard a boy playing, picking a banjo, and his dad was playing the fiddle. Now, down in Georgia, you don't see no violins, they all fiddled. And that just got next to me. I wanted to learn how. Well, you, if a man, a grown man, if he got 75 cents or a dollar for a day, I don't mean 8 hours, I mean a day's work, he's doing fine. Well, I saved up my money and kept saving my nickels and dimes, and I went to the store and I found out I could buy one at the store, a banjo, for $2.50. And my first banjo, I paid $2.50 for that banjo. It was just a cheap thing, you know. But I learned to pick on that rascal, and I learned to pick shortening bread. And I just wanted to pick a little of that for you all to just show you how it went way back then.
Like to hear Mr. Bruce sing an old song that goes back even before these banjo tunes? The early settlers brought ballads from the British Isles. They were ballads were story songs, and some of them concerned lords and ladies, false loves, true loves, murders. This is a song about a deceitful woman named Mary, the Lily of the West, and I was surprised to hear Mr. Bruce sing that. His son said, "What about that old song? What was the person's name that you learned that from?"
George Brown.
George. There's some Browns up there, and he sang this song about how long ago?
Oh Lord, I was about the time I went to picking a bunch. I was about 10, 12 years old.
That's it's one of those in one of those mournful minor keys, and the style of singing was to sing unaccompanied, just without music, so that the voice could carry the story. So let's listen to the Lily of the West.
Folks, I've never seen nobody that could play this on string music. I don't know where it can be played or not. I can't play it, and I've seen nobody else that could. But my throat's kind of sore, and I don't know. I may get something or another all twisted around down in my tonsils there, and it don't come out right, but I can't help it. Art wants me to sing it, and so here we go. Oh, it's I'm just down from Illinois, some pleasure for to find. A handsome girl from Arkansas, most suitable to my mind. Her cheeks was red as roses, her eyes did pierce my breast. They called her handsome Mary, the Lily of the West. I courted this fair damsel, her love I thought I'd gain. Too soon she slighted me, which caused me grief and pain. She deprived me of my liberty and stole away my rest. I was betrayed by Mary, the Lily of the West. I walked out one morning about a mile in yonder's grove. I spied a man of low degree conversing with my love. He sang to her so handsomely as she lay on his breast. He sang to handsome Mary, the Lily of the West. Well, I shouldered up my rifle, my dagger in my hand. I cast like a desperado. My dagger pierced his breast. All this was caused by Mary, the Lily of the West. Oh, it's now that I'm convicted and a sentenced I will be. If ever again in this wide world I gain my liberty, I will travel this wide world over. I'll travel to the West, and there I'll murder maybe the Lily of the West. Yeah. Listen right here. Wind moves it somehow or other.
It was part of the old-time banjo picking to change the key, to change the tune for a lot of different numbers. You didn't call those C and G when you were coming up, did you? Those keys?
No, they didn't call them G and D. They called them cabbage key and such as that, you see. Called them cabbage key, you see, and a greenback key and a shout lula key. We didn't know anything about G, D, and C, and B, Y, P, and Q, nothing like that.
What key is it in now?
When I hold that string down, it's in C.
What do you call that? That's a greenback key.
That's a greenback key.
But you're not going to pick Greenback this time. You're going to do Little Brown Jug.
You want me to play Brown Jug?
Do Brown Jug, yeah.
All right, here we go. I forgot a whole lot of this. I used to know a whole lot of this song. And, of course, if you folks ever know what a Little Brown Jug used to be, down in Georgia, we used to have a little moonshine in it. You know, I don't know what you put in it up here, but we had a little moonshine in that brown jug. It's a little earthen jug, you see. They got to where now they just put it in a bottle or anything. Me and my wife and a bobtail dog crossed the creek on the hickory log. Don't get broke and my wife fell in. You ought to see that bobtail swim. Ha ha, you and me, little brown jug, don't I? Ha ha, you and me, little brown jug, don't I love me? That reminds you, you know, I told you all, a few people were here yesterday, I told you how I got Dad's cow out of the well. That reminds me of it. You should I tell them about it again? There might be somebody here. When I was a boy, about, oh, I guess 15 years old, Dad went to dig him a well. You had to dig it by hand. You didn't have a machine to drill it or nothing like that, you know, and it dug it big enough around that you went down and you dug it with a pick and shovel the dirt out, and you got down where it comes in, had a windlass to draw it out. So Dad had got that old well down about between 15 and 20 feet, and he forgot to cover it up that night when he quit digging. Next morning, he went out there, and the old milk cow was laying down the bottom of it. She'd come along tonight and fell in it. Well, it didn't hurt, didn't seem to hurt her much, but it wasn't very deep, you know, and he got some of the neighbors in. They didn't have no horse or nothing to get her out, and there's a considering how to get her out and planning. I said, Dad, if you'll just get a plow line and let me down in there, I'll get her out for her. Oh, I said, son, you can't get her out. I said, you let me down and I'll show you. Well, that old cow gives some of the doggonest best milk you ever drink. It is good and thick, you know, and it is just really good. They let me down in there, and I just went to milking her, and I just kept her milking her until I filled the well full and run it over and floated her out the top.
Well, we haven't managed to let Guy Bruce off the stage once during this festival without his playing Shout Lulu. So we'll get him to play it for you all.
That's another old piece. That's one of the first pieces that I learned to pick. Whenever I was learning to pick a banjo, you see, it is just out in the country that nobody to show me anything. There's no banjo picker too, and they frail that away. And that's the way I learned. But I invented this picking of my own. I've never seen nobody pick like I do, and I liked it so well. I quit that, and I can't frail no more now. And that's one of the first pieces. When I learned to pick, if you could pick cabbage, excuse me, if you could pick cabbage and greenback and shout Lulu, you was a banjo picker. And so this is one of them. We'll call it Shout Lulu. You got to tune it in the Shout Lulu key. Fiddlers call it C now. When I get sick and I have to go to bed, seven in the hold my head, shout.
W. Guy Bruce of Tryon, Georgia. I'm going to get Gordon and Phil Tanner back up here. Carrying on the tradition of the skillet lickers of Georgia, the fiddle band tradition, and they do some dance tunes, you know, like Guy was saying, why didn't someone get up and dance, you know, do a buck dance or a modern clogging step, anything that goes with that kind of music. This wasn't concert music or listening music mainly, although it's great to listen to, but it's a little bit better to move your feet to. Why don't you play a little bit of Down Yonder and tell how you come to play Down Yonder?
It's been requested that we start this session with Down Yonder. I might just add just a little just how Down Yonder got started as a good town and a skillet liquor recording. My dad in 1934, was asked to make recordings again, and so he had me to go along with the crew to drive to San Antonio, Texas to record this session. And at that time there wasn't any setups around in our part of the country for recordings, even Nashville. Of course, it's the capital of the whole recordings now. But anyway, we drove car through the country and to San Antonio, Texas, and recorded. When we got there, of course, it was myself, my daddy, Gid Tanner, and Riley Puckett, he's a blind man, and Ted Hawkins playing mandolin. And I was, we gathered around one mic, and I was put at the head of the mic, and they told me what to play. So this was the first one we played. I was 17 years old. I'm gonna give you a little version of Old Hen Cackle. Cackle, cackle in the lot. Next time you cackle, cackle in the pot.
Gordon and Phil live in Decatur, Georgia, which is about how many miles outside of Atlanta? About 30?
About 30, 33 miles.
But Atlanta, like all these big cities, kind of creeping out toward Decatur. But Decatur is still a country. But Gordon knows a song that's one of my favorites about a country boy coming into town in the old days when that was all new to a country boy. Now, this was put out by your uncle,
right,
on a record.
Court. I'm a jolly farmer. I'm a jolly farmer. Last night I come to town. I'd brought a bale of cotton, I'd worked the whole year round. I put my mule in the wagon yard and I bought a bottle of gin. I went out to see the electric lights and watch the cars come in. I met a dude out on the street, the clock was striking 9. He said, come on, old Hasty, take a drink, it's mine. I must have bought a dozen drinks, it hit my pocketbook hard. I wished I'd have bought half a pint and stayed in the wagon yard. I'm a deacon in a hard-shell church down near Possum Trot. If the sister hears about this breeze, bound to make them hot. I went out on a party, I lit the place that kill. When I woke up, the gang was gone, they left me all the bill. I found them over on a corner near Salvation Hall. That drunken bunch was over there saying Jesus paid it all. They put me out in a dry good box and Lord, my pillow was parked. I wished I'd have bought a half a pint and stayed the wagon yard.